learn more about the Ministry of Tourism's Climate Change Multi-Hazard Contingency Program on today's edition of Tourism Roundup. And stick around for our Know Jamaica segment. I'm Andre Palmer. Stay tuned. The effects of climate change can be felt right here in Jamaica. With the rising sea levels, hotter summers, colder winters, and the frequency of named storms, climate change is a real cause for concern. If ignored, the risks posed by climate change could significantly affect our tourism industry and economy. When the sector is adversely affected by natural disasters such as hurricanes, jobs are lost and the economy suffers, as money that could be used for development projects would have to be channeled into rebuilding the sector. With this in mind, the Ministry of Tourism has developed a plan of action to mitigate the risks associated with climate change. It's a collaborative effort with the Office of Disaster Preparedness and Emergency Management, ODPEM, and is dubbed the Climate Change Multi-Hazard Contingency Program.
It aims to mainstream climate change and disaster risk management in the tourism sector, and that is the integration of disaster risk management and climate change considerations into tourism planning, tourism policies and programs. So it incorporates more of a proactive approach that aims to improve sector-wide management of disasters such as tropical storms and hurricanes, flooding, earthquakes, fires, as well as health threats.
Director of Tourism Facilitation, Ministry of Tourism, Osborne Chin. The tourism sector is heavily dependent on Jamaica's natural resources, with our flora and fauna being a major pull for visitors to the island. With this dependence comes the risk of environmental degradation.
We have embarked on a program that aims to reduce the impact of these hazards and to plan for effective recovery. So therefore, it is critical that action is taken at all levels to reduce this environmental degradation and to restore terrestrial, coastal, and marine ecosystems in order to ensure greater resilience to climate change impacts.
The program operates at several levels. At the national level, the ministry partners primarily with ODPEM. This to ensure disaster risk management becomes a part of the planning process in the ministry and the wider tourism sector.
And so it's a collaborative effort between the government, as well as the tourism stakeholders, as well as other disaster agencies and environmental management agencies, such as your NEPAs, your planning agencies, like PIOJ, your local parish councils, as well as your first responders, like the fire department, the police, the Coast Guard, and other key entities, like your air and seaports, the GHTA, your Met Office.
Mr. Chin says a work program will be developed for the sector, with a revision every 2 years. This work program will become the primary tool for disaster risk management.
What we try to do is to keep abreast of the different hazards via the relevant agencies and the media, and we advise on and prioritize the various threats and hazards. We also make recommendations for different strategies and actions, such as different assessments relating to hazard, risk, and vulnerability. We also monitor the different decisions that are made at the national level by the Prime Minister through the National Disaster Committee, as well as the ODPEM. And we also establish and maintain a communication network with different partners in the tourism sector.
Director of Tourism Facilitation, Ministry of Tourism, Osborne Chin. For more information about the Climate Change Multi-Hazard Contingency Program, call the Tourism Ministry at 920-492-6030. In our Know Jamaica segment this week, we visit Kettering in Trelawney. Kettering in Duncan's Trelawney was named after the birthplace of the late Reverend William Knibb in Northampton, England. He came to Jamaica as a teacher of slaves in Kingston at a school established at East Queen Street Baptist Church in 1825. That's it for this week's Tourism Roundup. On behalf of studio engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Andre Palmer, saying take care and one love.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.